Good morning and good morning and good morning again, our listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in. So guys, look, we have changed it up a little bit, giving you a little bit more flavor, a little bit more seasoning, if you will. Guys, look, we are excited. We're excited today because we have the opportunity today to do something profound. All right. So we're going to bring that energy, that excitement to you, our listeners, for you trustfully to gain something insightful from our episode today, for you in turn to have an opportunity to do what our intro said, which is to, yes, to build your legacy with your family, guys. That is what this thing here is about. So we are working today to give you a little insight into a few different things, but we want you to pay attention. If you don't mind, we want you to pay attention to what we are doing. We're progressing, we're moving forward, we're doing some things here that will set us up to do some other things later, which in turn will work us further, deeper, if you will, into, you know, the fields, if you will, of our mission. You know, we talk about here on this show, educating potential home buyers, educating potential business owners. We have those conversations as well here on this show. We talk about, you know, how to leverage, you know, financial opportunities. We talk about how to create, build business. I mean, we do all of that here, but we also talk about the spiritual component of this as well. There is nothing that we do without a semblance, a reasonable degree of faith. You all that get out of bed in the morning. Yeah. You all that get out of bed in the morning when you put your feet on the floor and you slide yourself to the edge and put some pressure down, you act on faith at that moment. You open your eyes, you act on faith. You act on faith that you will see, you act on faith that you will stand up, that you won't fall. You act on faith that the ground or the floor that you put your feet to in the morning is going to be there, is not going to give way. So we incorporate faith into so many things that we do on a daily basis, but we do not give the acknowledgement of that. We don't give the proper due of that at all times. And today is one of those days. We're going to talk about some things to give you some different perspective, as we always try to do here on this show. We want to first and foremost give shout outs to our listeners, our faithful listeners. We want to, you know, welcome our new listeners, because as of today, guys, our show is in different and on other formats. We're expanding our reach. And we want to thank you, our listeners, for being patient with us over these years to get us to this point. You guys have given us the feedback. You have talked to us, if you will, myself in the streets. You've called and said, hey, I heard you say this, or I heard this on the radio, or you're doing this, and we appreciate it. So we want to kind of incorporate that today into this show to say that to our listeners, we've heard you, we've listened. And we're working now to expand this show into other areas, into other formats, into other regions, as we in turn have moved ourselves and positioned ourselves to serve you further. All right. So today I want to kind of touch on one. I got to give a shout out, guys. Look, we have been very fortunate, very, very, very fortunate and very busy over the past, you know, several months actually, doing a lot of things that have been grassroots, has been very community driven. And I got to give a shout out. You know, last week we had a open house for a project, for an affordable home project. And, you know, guys, we have this, and it dawned on me, but we have this conversation oftentimes about affordable housing, attainable housing, whichever way you coin that phrase. But, you know, creating opportunities, leveraging opportunities to make homes more affordable to buyers that fit certain criteria, certain, you know, if you will, demographics, income wise. You know, guys, there's no discrimination here. You know, our partners, ourselves, we don't do that. But the focus here is to serve people that oftentimes are underserved. And that typically is based upon income. You know, people with what many would say is less than high income. Those people are oftentimes underserved as it relates to housing and other opportunities within a given community. You think about it, some of you that live in metro areas, and you know, because we are having a conversation that's broader, if you will, than just us, those that live in other metros and other parts of maybe South Carolina, maybe other parts of the country, larger metros, what you typically see is high income earners tend to live inside the city, where the lower income tend to live outside. And maybe there is a section of town or parts of town where lower income residents reside, but most times they are renters and not actually owners. They don't have a stake, if you will, in the community. They are there because that is where they can be and afford to be, which anyone who housing, you know, is on your list, a checklist of things I need to do, whether that's just finding a place to reside or seeking a place to own. Price is always, price cost, if you will, is always a factor in that. And we've had this conversation last week about price versus cost. You know, I use this analogy. I just talked about it. You know, for those of you who may not have picked up last week, you know, I presented, which I do often. So if, you know, if I can come speak to your group, if you want someone to come speak to your group, that's something I do. But our conversation in, at a home buyer workshop that I did the real estate component of was on that price versus cost. You know, what will somebody buy if they could get it at the cost that worked for them? Would they, you know, I use a car often, you know, whether you, if you could drive a Mercedes for the same price or monthly cost as a Chevrolet or Ford or whatever. And look, there's no slight to anyone. I'm not saying German engineering is better than US engineering. So look, for those of you who are looking for something to pick apart, look, that is not our conversation here today. Look, if we can make it a Cadillac and the Toyota, we can make it, you know, something else, whatever it is. But long story short, oftentimes that particular thing that is considered to be more, if you will, more elite, if we could have that at a cost that mirrored, if you will, what our other costs tend to be, you know, or mirrored, I'm sorry, another product that was deemed to be less of esteem, many of us would take the more elite, if that makes any sense. So that price versus cost. So most times people live where they can afford to live, period. Whether that's home ownership or whether that's rental, period. So what we've been very fortunate to do is to work with groups, partners that have focused on creating opportunities for those who typically cannot afford to live in a particular area, creating opportunity for them to be able to do so. Many of you live in municipalities or cities. Again, your larger metros tend to have these types of programs that are exist to help people become homeowners in areas where otherwise they normally wouldn't be. They do this through funding, whether it be federal funding that's allocated to create affordable housing, whether it is done through municipal funds that again are created for affordable housing, whatever that is, then that is kind of where, you know, where the opportunity exists, wherever that money comes from. And we want to make sure they really double down, if you will, and focus on that and say, okay, hey, this, we want to make sure that the opportunity exists. So again, we've been very fortunate to have partners that have championed this, groups that have set themselves apart to say, okay, we're going to do this, typically nonprofit channels. So nonprofit channels develop, nonprofit organizations develop property, bring in a builder, partner with municipalities, bring in community leaders as well. And we saw this with the project over at 963 Battery. And so guys, look, I mean, look, we got to put a drum roll in here. And today you won't get the drum roll. You won't get it another day. But look, as of, you know, the airing of this show, you know, from last week, guys, we are very excited to say, okay, you know what, guys, we have gotten Battery under contract. So we are very, very, well, I'm sorry, 2 weeks ago, we're very, very, very excited to say that, you know, that community open house that we did brought a lot of traffic in, brought people in who were very interested in what they needed to do and what they needed to know to own that particular property. You can't find in that particular area a home, a new home at that price point, that size for sale, period. It's just not there. So again, this was affordable housing that was created to help us to leverage the opportunity and create a home for a buyer who really, really, really needed a home in that particular area to help them with their lifestyle, to help them with their lifestyle. So guys, again, we appreciate our partners for working with us to help us get that done. And in turn, we are extremely excited to say today that 963 Battery Avenue is officially under contract. So guys, look, we must remember how awesome it is for this kind of project to exist, you know, that is possible again through partnerships and the like. So, hey, look, if you will, just hold tight right there, guys, as we always say, just sit tight and we'll be right back.
You've been thinking about selling that home. You placed it on the market, it didn't sell. Maybe you have a home and you just need it gone today. I have an option for you. I need you to give me a call, 843-225-3759. We're paying cash for your home. Offers on the spot, closing quickly. Give me a call, 843-225-3759, or send us a text, 843-225-3759. Hey, are you a local hero? I'm talking about school teachers, military, active duty or retired, firefighters, law enforcement, EMS, or medical profession. Hey, look, we have a program that is just right for you. My name is Cole, and I'm a local Home for Heroes affiliate agent. Home for Heroes, we provide rebates and discounts on real estate services to local heroes. Our average hero receives a rebate above $2,500. Yes, that is right, $2,500. Don't you want to get a check too? Hey, you can get more information about the Home for Heroes program and my affiliation with it at exitlowcountryheroes.com. Again, that is exitlowcountryheroes.com. Please check us out, or you can give me a call at 843-619-3005. Again, 843-619-3005. Hey, tell them about Home for Heroes and let's make it happen. Talk to you soon. Does your credit look like elevated blood pressure? You need help, and we have it for you. Give me a call. My name is Corwin. I am your solution to your credit problems. 843-364-3095 to learn how you can improve your credit and get on track for your new home, your new car, or your new job. I'm waiting to hear from you. 843-364-3095. 843-364-3095. Hey, you want to buy a house? No down payment? We got a solution. Please check out our website for more information for down payment assistance programs that may be available on any home that you want to buy in South Carolina. That is nodownpaymentsc.com. Again, that is nodownpaymentsc.com. Please check it out. Get that information. Let's buy this house. nodownpaymentsc.com. That's nodownpaymentsc.com.
Now, guys, look, y'all got something new right there, didn't you? Y'all heard it. Guys, look, our break, hey, it's over. All right. So, look, let's get back into the meat of the matter. We were talking and we're giving a quick shout and congratulations to our partners that worked so diligently to put together the affordable home opportunity that existed 963 Battery Avenue. Again, thank you so much to our partners who made that a priority to create an opportunity within the community. For those of you who want more information about that property or other properties like it, you know, affordable housing, to be very direct about it, is one of the things that I specialize in. It is probably the thing that I've done the longest and spent the most time doing, because it is a method which I use, a mechanism that I use to give back to our community, to serve the underserved. We don't want to ever, ever become the type that ignore need. You know, when you drive past someone who may have blown a tire out, do you seek to stop and help? We don't want to be the agents, if you will, that drives past or continues on past and doesn't offer or stop to make sure the person's okay and offer a helping hand. All right. So I want to pick up and kind of talk about, you know, one of the things that has been going on. So for many of you that are looking at purchasing a home in this current real estate market, many of you have been, look, I don't know how to say it other than to say that you all have been, you know, just, you know, frustrated. You have been, you know, heartbroken, you know, a number of different things. And I've talked to so many people with, you know, different opinions and, you know, outlooks, if you will. And by people, I'm not talking about the professionals. I'm talking about the, you know, the consumer, because the consumer, you know, oftentimes we base our opinion on how we personally feel or what we personally desire. You know, people are talking, hey, home prices or homes are going to fall in price, or this here, that day, and the third. And there's a tremendous amount of that belief. But the professionals that you talk to, and by professionals, I'm not talking about just the agents, because sometimes people think, well, hey, if you're talking to the agent wants prices to stay up. No, we don't. We want people to be served, and we want to be able to serve people. If home prices are running rampant and people are not able to purchase a home, then as an agent, who do we have to serve? If that is what we're committed to, right? So it's not that we are controlling the market. There's, oh gosh, that is so interesting to me, because that is technically no different than the conversation that some people have at the grocery store. Yeah, that meat today is $13 a pound, and when it used to be $8 a pound. You see what I'm saying? So one of the challenges that we have as real estate professionals is getting the consumer to realize that, one, we don't control the market. We don't. We work in the market, and we have to work in the market that we are given. That's it. If you want to serve people, you can't serve them just the way that you, if you will, just on your terms, if you will, because you don't have control of it. If I have a buyer that wants to purchase a home, whatever homes are selling for, that is what that buyer is going to have to purchase at. That's it, right? I mean, think about it, common sense. But we don't apply common sense sometimes to these types of situations. So we have to make sure that we understand that. So home prices going up, some people think, okay, it's a terrible thing. Some people think it's a great thing. Typically, a seller thinks it's a great thing. However, when that seller's got to buy, then all of a sudden, well, home prices went up, homes cost too much. Well, if you were able to sell your home for you know, whatever number, and you're going to buy the next house and you plan on moving up, technically, you know, technically in size, or maybe, you know, changing locations, going to a more desirable area, whatever that may look like, you're gonna say, or may say, I'm sorry, the same thing that a buyer who's just trying to get into market may do and may say. So the reality is that home prices have really, really, really escalated over the past year, year and a half, all right? You know, COVID, you know, kind of put us into, you know, a uncertainty, if you will, in the market. What happened with that uncertainty is the fundamentals kicked in. The fundamentals are you have to have housing and food, all right? Have to. Food and shelter. Fundamental, clothing. All right, let's add that in there. But food, shelter, clothing is what people need. That's what you need. So what happened was what we thought, or what some people felt, was going to be the result of COVID and shutdowns and this, that, and the third. The reality is that it was the complete opposite. Home prices did not spiral downward. They didn't. Actually, they climbed upwards rapidly, because many people who were not able to telecommute now were, And many people started purchasing homes in areas further away from work because they didn't have to drive in to work on a daily basis. All right. So over the past 18 months, kind of took off. Really, really took off in the last probably 8 or so months. Really, really took off. And that has a lot of people kind of wishing that the market was far different. One of the things that we've had as a conversation, and I'm going to share this with you for those of you who may be listening, who may be from a lot, much larger metro, but the average New York City metropolitan area home price went up 706% since 1980. That blows my mind. San Francisco prices went up 932% over that same time period. So from 1980. So you think about that over that period of time. So going back to the 80s, which 80 from now is about 40 years, guys, right? So go back about 40 years and the prices have increased technically exponentially. Real estate is that vehicle, that mechanism that allows you to create and build wealth. Buying a home creates wealth for most families. Leveraging that home over the years helps people to build wealth, all right? So people really, really, really gravitate towards home ownership as a default because most people want to have control, if you will, over their environment, all right? Have control of their environment. And how do you have control? Control comes with ownership. You know, I'm gonna take you guys back to real estate school days. There's a bundle of rights that exist for home ownership. You know, it is ownership gives you control. You have possession, you have ownership. These things kind of mingle in together. You think about the renter. The renter has possession of a unit, of a home. Or unit, all right? But they don't have the ability to make decisions about the disposition of that unit. They can't paint it, they can't make changes to the property without the permission of the owner. The owner has that right to disposition of the property. They can sell it, they can make changes, they can do whatever they want to do. And people really want that flexibility. How many times have you, if you're a renter listening to this show, how many times have you maybe you are, and not to start anything here on the show, but maybe you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, all right? And maybe you want a silver and blue room. You can't do that if you're renting, but if you're a homeowner, then you have the freedom to be able to do that. And we want to make sure that we're capitalizing, if you will, on those opportunities for our consumers. Because that's what, as a real estate professional, that we do. So housing really and truly drives our actions and our behaviors. Many people try to work where they live or live where they work. So some people put one before the other, but if you think about it, think from this perspective. If you have a child that's maybe in school, high school or what have you, the first job they get is usually within a short vicinity of your home or their home, right? Because they don't want to have to go far. You know, so maybe they work at the grocery store at the corner. You know, they work, maybe they deliver newspapers in a neighborhood, whatever that may be, their first job or their beginning jobs, if you will. Those particular things tend to be in a given geographical area. We want to make sure that you all understand that also plays later in life, that people tend to try to work where they live or live where they work as close as possible. As we have gotten older, as home prices have skyrocketed in certain areas and such, because there's a supply and demand, people oftentimes, because they want to own a home, they can't buy close to work, so they have to go further out and they commute because they're not looking to change the job. And you know, that takes us back to times of old when people held a job, they kept the job for an extended period of time. Maybe they stayed there long enough for retirement. You know, unfortunately, that's not necessarily the case now in all instances, but sometimes people, okay, I'll make the commute. So that is what has gotten our society now to be more commutal, that we get in a car and drive for maybe in half an hour, however long to get quote unquote to work or back. You know, real estate is always location. We've talked about that a tremendous amount, and we will continue to talk about it because we want to give you guys understanding. But we want to have this conversation as we, you know, kind of look at, you know, where we're going, getting to, if you will, our close for today. We want to make sure that you all understand that, real estate is local. The real estate is going to change in price. There'll be most times when it appreciates, there'll be some times when it declines. Real estate is a long-term investment, and we hope, trust, realize that you may have questions, but we hope, trust, and understand that you will follow your heart's desire. If you want to own a home, then you will work to make sure that you do that. No matter what the market is doing, you'll figure out where your position and your place is in that market so you can achieve your dream, your goal, your aspiration of home ownership. Guys, we thank you for listening today. We want you to share this message and this word. Please pass it along to somebody else. And as we always say, you know, we love you. I look forward to our opportunity to meet again and for you to hear us again on next week. And in closing, y'all give to someone because somebody gave it all for you.